Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
My friend loves gadgets, so it was no surprise to see what looked like a cylindrical speaker on his coffee table. In no time, he was demonstrating it. "Alexa, turn on the lights," he said, and the lights came on. "Alexa, tell me a joke," and she did. Now, call me old-fashioned, but how difficult is it to get up and turn on the lights yourself? But that's my friend for you, and I guess that's the thing about gadgets. They introduce you to things you never knew you needed or can no longer live without. I have another friend who, when he claps his hands loudly, the lights go on and off. A strange thing happened when I was visiting my friend at Alexa the other day. As we were talking, Alexa piped up and said, "Sorry, can you repeat that?" And then, "I didn't understand that." Now, that was spooky because we weren't directing any questions to, well, her. It all became clear when I read an article in Time magazine that said devices like Amazon's Alexa not only monitor the conversation around them, but stream it to the cloud to be run through speech recognition algorithms. They listen and report. Wow, who knew? How would you feel about having all your conversations recorded and monitored? First we had Big Brother, now we've got Little Sister. Sadly, many people see God like that, constantly listening and watching us, keeping a log of all the wrong things we say and do. But he's not like that at all. He's given us free will to live our lives as we choose, and that includes whether or not to believe in him and follow him. And he loves us to talk to him. The old hymn is right when it says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." I'm Aaron Wright.